Okay, the weekly shiur from Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated by David and Paula Baumzer and OMO Construction. And the weekly breakfast is sponsored by Bagel Munch. We only nishmas Shimon Ben Zev and Fega Bas Chaim. We're on the last daf, which is Chav Tes. I lost my voice, which, and this is a perfect size daf for someone who lost his voice. All right, we'll start at the very bottom of Chav.
We actually left some like days. Three lines.
We left three lines?
Yeah.
No one told me that.
No.
All right, I don't know. Let's see. What is it? Amar Avchama Bar Chanina, minayin l'chassan shemesev barosh. How do you know that a chassan should sit at the head of the table that he gets that kibud? Shemar k'chassan yichahin peher, ma kohen barosh af chassan barosh. So there's a pasuk that says that a chassan is like a kohen. So they're just like the kohen gets that kibud of sitting at the head of the table, so too a chassan should. The Gemara then says, v'kohen gufei minalei. How do you know the kohen gets to sit at the head of the table? The Tana debate Rabbi Yishmael, v'kidash to, the pasuk says, with respect to a kohen, v'kidash to, l'chol davar shebekdusha, that he gets preeminence or prominence, or preference, I should say, for any davar shebekdusha, any holy thing, such as liftoach rishon, ulevarich rishon, v'lital mana yafa rishon. Liftoach rishon, Rashi says, is likros b'sefer Torah. He gets the first aliyah, as we know, the kohen always gets the first aliyah. Ulevarich rishon, Rashi says, birkas amazon. He gets preference in terms of leading the zimun. V'lital mana yafa rishon, and he gets first when you're giving out snacks. The kohen gets first.
Yeah. So when you say ask, let the kohen sit at the head of the table, is that like if you're inviting him to your house, or?
I don't think so. We don't do that for sure.
No, I know. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, I don't know. Shemesev Barosh. I don't know. I don't know. I don't.
We do all the other ones.
Maybe this means not in someone's house, but at like the party. The chassan is Mesev Rosh. The party sits at the head of the dais. He sits at the gets his own thing. So
in a community thing.
So in a community thing, the kohen gets
preferential
seating.
Or have round tables.
Right. We don't really do that. We do it at a wedding. At a wedding, the chassan sits at the head. You know, he gets his own table. Yeah, the kohen knows much, right. Okay, now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Kasha Yitzias Neshama min haguf kitzipori b'fi aveshet. That the Yitzia of the Neshama, the process of dying when the Neshama leaves the guf. So this Gemara says, or Rechanina says, it's difficult, meaning it's painful. It's a difficult process, like a tzipori b'fi aveshet, like a yarn through the eye of a needle, especially when there's a Rashi says, "Kechevel sheish bo kesher." When there's a knot on it, you have to pull it. It doesn't go through the eye very easily. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kepetiri b'fi aveshet. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rashi says that this is now saying a bigger yarn, like a rope. The first was ketzipori, was a chevel, was a rope going through an eye, and now this is like the kind of rope that holds ships together, a really big rope. So that's an even more difficult transition. Kepetiri b'fi aveshet. Interestingly, the Gemara just on Amud ago talked about it, when it was having these conversations between these Amoraim who were about to die or who had died, and they asked what was it like to die, and they said it was like nothing. It was like kemishchal b'nesina mechav, like a string coming out of a thing of milk, right? So the Marsha says that that's talking about talmidei chachamim. That's talking about people who were, you know, tzaddikim. So for them, the transition from life to death isn't such a big deal because they're very ruchnius to begin with. But as someone who's very base, someone who's not a talmid chacham, someone who's not on such a level, so then it's a much more difficult transition because they're transitioning from a guf to a neshama in a much more real way. The Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chisa, Niftar Min Hameis, someone who's wishing farewell to someone who died, meaning, let's say, for example, at the end of a Vovaya, at the end of a Hesped. So lo yomar lo leich l'shalom, ela leich b'shalom. So there, when you're saying go in peace, right, you shouldn't say leich l'shalom, ela leich b'shalom. So the way the Marsha in Brachos, this Gemara appears in Brachos also, so you have to look at the Marsha in Brachos. The way the Marsha explains the difference between Leich Bisholom and Leich Lisholom
is... Which one do you say to the dead?
What was that?
To the dead, you say which way?
For the dead, you should say Leich Bisholom. Okay. So he says, Leich Lisholom is referring to the destination, right? You should go to peace. describing the destination of the person as a peaceful destination. So the destination for a dead person is the grave. There's nothing going on in the grave. So to wish him, I hope things go well for you in the grave, doesn't make a lot of sense because there's nothing going on there. It's Lech Bishalom is talking about the journey. So you're saying to the dead person, I hope your journey to the grave, or the, you know, the way, whatever, however that all works with the neshama and the guf, I hope that's a peaceful journey. That's an appropriate thing to say to a dead person. Lech Bishalom. You don't say to him Lech Lishalom as if to say your destination should be a good destination, as opposed to, the Gemara continues, Haniftar min hachai, someone who's saying farewell to someone who's alive. When he leaves your house, you say goodbye. So lo yomer lo Lech Bishalom. Don't tell him just that his journey should be a peaceful journey. Elo Lech Lishalom. You should say to him much more fundamentally, much more importantly, that where you get to, your destination should be a peaceful destination.
Would that translate to English as well? Someone's leaving, you say, go in, wouldn't you say go in peace?
Yeah, I don't know if it translates so well to the English.
Like, go to peace.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you Animuke Yosef in a minute. That that's fascinating. But let's just finish the Limud. Hanifter, so what's the source for this? Hanifter, I mean, on these, someone who is saying farewell to a dead person, lo yomer lo leich lishalom el leich bishalom, you should say leich bishalom. How do we know that? Shenemar v'ata tavo el avosecha bishalom. At the end of the Bris Ben Abisarim, Hashem says to Avram that you are going to go to your forefathers, Bishalom. Again, he's talking about upon death. Haniftar min achai, someone who's saying farewell to a live person, lo yomer lo leich bishalom lo leich lishalom, you should say leich lishalom, because things didn't go so well in one instance where someone said leich bishalom. Sharei David, Shamar Lav Shalom, in the story of David and Avshalom, he said, Leich Bishalom, Halach Venitla, he went and he got hanged. So that didn't end up very well. So that teaches you again that you should say Leich Lishalom. It's a fascinating Nimuke Yosef at the very end of the Masechta, where the Nimuke Yosef says, for the rationalists among us, this will, you'll appreciate this, the Yeshmine Adam. He says, in the context of this whole discussion of, should you say Bishalom, Mushalom, what's the big deal? He says, V'yesh b'nei Adam sheminachashim umasimim davar b'libam. So there are some people out there that are very superstitious. And that's who Chazal were addressing here. Different people were very superstitious and get all excited and caught up in the difference between Lech Bishalom, Lech Lishalom. But he says, Aval mi she'eno makbid. But for someone who's not such a superstitious person, for a rationalist, in a davar mazik klum, he says, don't worry about this Gemara. This is really for the superstitious people. But if you're not so superstitious, none of this really makes a whole load of difference.
So
it's a great new Nimuke Yosef to quote, you know. For people who are superstitious, they're going to get caught up on the details here. I don't know. That's the Nimuke Yosef. I'm sure other Rishonim have a different approach here. But it's a good one to have in your back pocket. Okay.
You have what to rely on.
You have what to rely on for being a rationalist, right? That was Avshalom. And as opposed to Yisro Shomer Moshe, Yisro, who said to his son-in-law Moshe, Leich Lishalom, Halach Vatzliach. When Yisro said farewell to Moshe, Moshe then went on to have an exceptionally successful career as a leader of Klal Yisrael. So there it worked out very well for him where he said Leich Lishalom. Okay. Avyam Rabbi Levi, Kol Yotze mi Beis HaKnesses l'Beis HaMedrash, or mi Beis HaMedrash l'Beis HaKnesses. Anyone who goes from one mitzvah to another, you go from learning in the Beis HaKnesses, from davening in the Beis HaKnesses to learning in the Beis HaMedrash, or vice versa. Zocha Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Then you're going to be Zocha to be Mekabel, to appear in front of the Shechina. Shenemar Yelchu Mechayo El Chayo. Because the pasuk says you should go from one success or from one strength to another strength. Yiro Kimbetzion, you'll see Hashem. You'll greet Hashem. So that's the argument for going from one mitzvah to another mitzvah, to constantly being involved in mitzvahs. Amar Bichia Bar Ashi Amar Rav. We'll just finish it up, but keep in mind the Siyam is going to come in when we do the Siyam.
But we'll have a little Siyam today.
We're going to have a little Siyam? Well, we have bagels.
The Siyam.
Amar Bichia Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Tamidei Chachamim Ein Lehem Menucha Afilo Yolam Haba. Talmidei Chachamim, they never get rest. Even in Olam Haba, their rest is not so assured. Shenemar Yalchu Mechayel Elchayel Yireu Elkim B'tzion. The idea is that Talmid Chacham goes from one strength to another. He's always moving around. So what does this mean? This sounds terrible, right? A Talmid Chacham should be the most restful in Olam Haba. It's the Rishayim that should be all an upheaval in Olam Haba. So the Marsha says that a Talmid Chacham, his joy and his life is be'iyun hasichli, is like an intellectual manner, right? He's thinking of learning, he's thinking of hashkafas, he's thinking about his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all very intellectual. He's not involved in physical toil, as opposed to someone who's more earthly, who's kind of less spiritual. He's in physical toil. So for someone who's not spiritual, so he's going to have real rest in Olam Haba because there's nothing physical to be done. As opposed to a Talmid Chacham, so he's constantly kind of thinking intellectual things in this world, and he's going to be thinking intellectual things in the next world. His whole existence is intellectual, is spiritual. And so therefore, it's not necessarily saying that's a bad thing, it's just as lo menucha, just like he is occupied with intellectual thoughts and with spiritual thoughts in this world, so too he's going to continue to be active even in Olam Haba, in Olam Menucha, he's not going to have rest. Yeah, it sounds... Yeah, that's what we're hoping for, Menucha, right? When we're all trying to...
Shabbos, like, have Menucha, that's not... That doesn't sound like a good...
I don't know, I think what we always refer to is that when a person is passing, and especially when you're talking like a Dolan, this is that they're going to lose the opportunity to learn and to do mitzvahs. And once you pass on, you can't daven anymore, you can't get stuck, you can't help out.
And that's the Emanucha.
They're going to be bothered. They're going to be bothered by the... Okay, that's a good shot. That's good. Very good.
That's really nice.
All right, good way to end it. Shkoyach. Okay, we'll get to the Siyum next time, right? We're working on the schedule in 2 weeks.
Yep, we'll see him when we're in.
Okay, shkoyach to everyone.
Mazel tov to everybody.
I was up the back to him, right?